As the General Assembly prepares to wrap up a long session, lawmakers could soon make a key decision on the future of renewable energy in North Carolina. Some Republicans are pushing an effort that would freeze the Renewable Energy Portfolio Standard. That 2009 law requires electric utilities like Duke Energy to have renewable energy sources make up 12.5% of their portfolio by 2021. As Dave DeWitt reports, one specific type of renewable energy has a lot to gain or lose in the negotiations.
To a visitor, this looks like any other hog house. Here in Duplin County, there are thousands of low-slung buildings like this one, filled with hundreds of thousands of hogs. But this facility is different. Just how different can be found down the hill behind the building. Manure flowing from the hog house falls out of a pipe and into an open-air cement tank. From here, it goes to a much larger, circular blue tank called a digester.
It's basically an indoor lagoon is what it is.
Wiley Williams is the operations manager for Revolution Energy Solutions. On a typical farm, hog manure goes into a lagoon, separates, and then gets sprayed out onto fields. Here, Revolution Energy Solutions takes the manure from 10 hog houses and sends it to two digesters. The methane is then separated, captured, and pumped through underground pipes a half mile or so away to a circular inflatable storage facility. There it goes into a generator, where it's burned to make electricity for about 800 homes. North Carolina is second in the country in hog production and the only state in the Southeast with a renewable energy portfolio standard. That makes it a perfect place to become a national leader in the biogas industry. But some powerful forces have a different idea.
And right now, our leaders can take one vote that would lift our paychecks, create jobs, and boost our recovery. That vote is to freeze the state's renewable energy portfolio standard.
The radio ad from the American Energy Alliance highlights the ongoing conflict over renewables within the state's Republican Party. Chuck McGrady is a Republican member of the State House from Henderson County. Late last week, the General Assembly held tense budget negotiations, and one of the sticking points was another incentive that didn't survive, the renewable energy tax credit.
You get things and give up things, and House had voted for it. I'm a very strong supporter of it. I think it's paid dividends, but in the end, the Senate would not go along with that.
The Republicans who don't like the renewable energy incentive say it's not fair to offer breaks to some industries and not others. They also say renewable energy is more expensive. Many of the Republicans who do support renewables come from rural parts of the state. They like the solar industry coming to their region, and they like biogas even more as a way to help the state's hog farmers. But the biogas industry may get cut off at the knees, says Angie Meyer with the North Carolina Pork Council.
It will be challenging for the average farmer who might want to get involved in renewable energy production to be able to without the assistance of the renewable energy investment tax credit.
The end of the renewable energy portfolio standard would be an even more significant blow to biogas development. Back in Duplin County, Wiley Williams says his wife just rolls her eyes when he goes on and on about the potential for biogas electricity production. He's worked on or around hog farms for a long time, and he thinks biogas is a game changer for farms like this one.
This really works. It really, really works. Right now, we're exporting power through that connection right there. There's power going out of here, and it's usable as soon as it leaves here. We're creating a product, creating a value. It's just really cool, really. I get long-winded when I talk about it.
Republican leaders have been negotiating the future of the Renewable Energy Portfolio Standard behind closed doors this week. A provision to freeze the standard could still show up before the General Assembly adjourns for the year. Dave DeWitt, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.